Let's face it, making a career change is exciting, but it can also be very nerve-wracking, especially if you're still clocking in at your 9-to-5 job. So how do we go about doing both? Well, grab your notepads because we are diving in. Hey you, are you feeling stuck, desperate for a career change, or thinking of starting a business, but you're just not sure how to make your first move? I'm television producer turned career coach Shannon Russell, and this is the Second Act Success Career Podcast. This is where you will not only get the career advice you've been craving, but you'll get tips from career and business experts, along with inspiration from others who have made a career transition to find Second Act success. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Second Act Success Career Podcast, the show where we are all about unlocking your potential and navigating the twists and turns of career exploration. I'm your host, career transition coach, Shannon Russell. Today's episode is a game changer. For those of you who are looking to discover a new career path while still rocking your current job, you'll want to listen in. All right, let's face it, making a career change is exciting, but it can also be very nerve-wracking, especially if you're still clocking in at your 9-to-5 job. So, how do we go about doing both? Well, grab your notepads because we are diving in. I always encourage my clients that even if they aren't the happiest in their current role, if they have a paycheck, they are in a good place. It's actually the perfect place to be when you are looking for a new venture. You have something steady while you plot your pivot, you're less stressed, and if you're in an unpleasant work environment, you will have that extra push to plan for your exit even faster. Okay, let's get into how you can start making a plan for a career move while you're still at your current job. Step one, reflect and discover. What I mean by that is taking some quality time to reflect on what truly lights you up. What are your passions, your strengths, your skills? It's a self-discovery adventure. And the more that you know about yourself, the clearer your new career path will become. But while you're discovering yourself and you're thinking about this, make sure that you make a list of things you like and then the things that you absolutely never want to do again. You want to take into account what you absolutely do not want in your second act so that you have a good idea of what kind of roles to look for and what kind of roles to completely avoid. And if you're interested in self-assessments to help you outline these skills, feel free to contact me. You can DM me on Instagram at Second Act Success, and I can help you walk through the UMAP assessment. I'm a certified UMAP coach, and so I work with clients to not only take their UMAP assessment, but walk through everything that that profile gives you after you take it. It's really an in-depth guide that shows you everything from your likes, your dislikes, your skills, your personality traits, and even your values. It really aligns everything into this perfect tool to help you steer clear of the jobs that you really are not a good fit for, or that you know you feel like you just don't want, that you absolutely will not thrive in. And then it leads you to pursue ones that are really just perfect for you based on everything that the UMAP has compiled together. It's super, super cool. Now, I get it. You're probably thinking, okay, Shannon, I am working full-time already. How am I going to take an assessment, start thinking about myself, and having this free time to do all of this inner work? No worries. I've got you. I have been there, and I used to have a 2-hour door-to-door commute to my career in television when I worked in Manhattan, and I wasted that time. I listened to music, I read magazines, I scrolled on the web. I didn't use that time to my advantage. Therefore, it took me quite a bit longer to figure out what my second act was because I was doing it after I left my job and while I was feeling extra stressed and more pressured. So I really want to advise you to take control of the time that you have. Turn your commute into a personal brainstorming session. Listen to podcasts, read articles, read books, jot down ideas during your lunch break. Really sneak in any few minutes that you can for this self-discovery process. And you can do it on your lunch breaks. You can do it on your commute. I get ideas all the time while driving. And so I keep a notebook in my bag and also in my car. So if I'm pulled over to the side at a stop sign, at a red light, when I get to a store, when I get back home in my driveway, I'll sit there for a few minutes and jot down everything that was in my head. So it's important to just know that these moments creep up on you, that you do have a few minutes. And instead of scrolling online and seeing what people are up to on social media, use it for you. Use it for time for you to think and really ask yourself, what do I want? What do I not want? Do those little self-check-ins. And honestly, it'll save you so much time to really start doing that self-assessment work on yourself while you are working and in these little bits of free time that you get during the day. Because really, sometimes the clarity comes in just the oddest of situations. Step two, side hustle magic, my friend. Once you've got an inkling of what you want to explore, I want you to consider testing the waters with a side hustle. I don't necessarily mean side hustle business, but doing the work on the side. It's not necessarily about burning the midnight oil and working all hours of the day on this side hustle, but it's really about dipping your toe into maybe a passion project while you have your main job. Or maybe you're freelancing and picking up some hours as a freelancer in a field that you're interested in on the weekends. Maybe you're going to start consulting on projects. Maybe you want to volunteer. A lot of companies, especially now, want volunteers to come in. Why not, right? You're not getting paid to volunteer. But while you are there, you're soaking up everything about that business, about that field, about that industry, so that you can make a wise decision about what it is that you want to move into. Even interning. Interns can come at any age. A lot of us think interning is during college, but it can really be at any age. And if you show a company that you're interested in volunteering / interning for them, they are getting free labor. And you're getting to learn. And it's also getting you in there to show the hiring manager or the owner of the company who you are, what you're about, and what you can do. So I really do suggest taking the side hustle idea and seeing what kind of side hustle magic you can create. Maybe you can start a side small project on the side that really helps you gain that experience and build those connections, so that you know if this career path you're thinking about is for you. In doing this, you'll discover that something you thought was going to be perfect for you isn't. But you won't know that until you start dipping your toe in. So you want to make sure that you're not wasting your time completely quitting your job, starting something new, or quitting your job and opening up a business to decide a few months later that you hate it. This is a way of you kind of doing these kind of things on the side, learning about the company, learning about the industry and the skills that are required so that you are having more of a risk-free way of pursuing this passion, right, without quitting your day job. So depending on what your schedule is like and what you can handle, it might be something to consider. Start thinking about ways that you can move in a little side hustle, a little part-time work in your day, if it's even possible, but it's something to consider. Step three, polish up your skills in your spare time. Investing in yourself is always something that I encourage. I'm all about being a lifelong learner. I take way too many classes and try to learn new things on the regular. After all, if you won't invest in yourself, who will? So if you are interested in pursuing a new field or learning a new skill, then you might want to research online courses, workshops, any kind of training, or even evening classes that can help you level up without disrupting your current work schedule. A lot of clients of mine have taken graduate school programs, and they do that online. They'll do that at night. They'll do that over their lunch break. It might take longer to get that skill, to get that degree, but at least they're working towards it while they have a paycheck coming in. It's really amazing to discover what we can actually accomplish when we have our heart and our mind aligned with an ultimate goal. If you know your goal is that you want to leave your current situation and start X, Y, and Z, and you're starting to think about it, do it on the side, you're polishing up your skills, you're learning more, everything is getting aligned. Your heart, your mind, your values, your personality, you're getting that energy that is going to make you work even harder and stronger to get to your ultimate goal of leaving your current situation and moving to XYZ. Again, I urge you to leverage lunch breaks. Leverage your lunch breaks, my friend, and dedicate a couple of hours on the weekend to skill building. Or even better, how about those first 30 minutes of the day when you sit down to the computer, you have your morning coffee, you're ready to scroll aimlessly online, or you're talking with a coworker? Those first 30 minutes are usually completely useless, right? You're just settling into the day. Well, if you can get to work or get to that computer a little bit earlier and spend those 30 minutes or so in the beginning of the day doing your research, tweaking your resume, learning some new skills, whatever it is, you are accomplishing your ultimate goal right in the beginning of the day. Just another way to think about how to work that into your current day. Sneaking in skill building, learning, research, self-assessment in any way you can throughout the day will help you in the long run. These moments are like your secret weapons for future success. Have you been wondering if now is the right time to change careers? If you have been asking yourself that question, you are not alone. I created a new 10-question quiz that will give you the clarity you need. Download the quiz at secondactsuccess.co/quiz. You will get results quick. Plus, you'll get action items for you to implement right away. I am also including private podcast links to give you even more information on how you can move forward to pursue your second act career. You can grab it now at secondactsuccess.co/quiz. Good luck. Step 4. Network, network, network. Start with your personal and professional circle and ask for introductions. Let the people in your world know what direction you're considering moving into. Build relationships with the industry you're eyeing. Attend meetings, connect on LinkedIn, and join online communities. There are so many free groups that you can join where you can really learn, you can meet other people. It's really a fantastic way to grow and to learn more about what it is that you really want. Networking isn't just about landing a job. It's about learning from others who have been there and done that. Step 5, plan your escape strategically. Once you've gained some traction in planning out what it is you want to do and what your new career path looks like, it's time to plan your exit. Create a timeline first. Make sure that you know exactly when you want to make this move, save some funds, and make the transition as smooth as possible. It's all about setting yourself up for success. Remember, discovering a new career path while still working your current job is actually a journey. It's not a sprint. So be patient with yourself, celebrate the small wins, and keep that excitement alive. The more you start working on yourself, the more you start researching, the more you start moving forward and learning about what it is that you truly want to be doing, everything else is going to fall into place. Your energy will be aligned, and you will start taking pride in yourself for doing this double duty. This is something that's not easy and not always feasible for everyone. So the fact that you are working and planning for your future endeavor is really admirable. So give yourself the props that you deserve. You are taking care of yourself financially by keeping your current job while you're exploring your second act. So there's just a lot to be said for that. It also takes a lot of dedication. But I assure you, my friend, it's all worth it. Okay, that's a wrap for this episode of the Second Act Success Career Podcast. I hope you're feeling inspired to take some action on your career's exploration. I hope you set out on your journey and have much, much success. As always, you've got this. Until next time, this is your career transition coach, Shannon Russell, signing off. I'll see you next time. Thank you for joining us. I hope you found some gems of inspiration and some takeaways to help you on your path to Second Act success. To view show notes from this episode, visit secondactsuccess.co. Before you go, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a single episode. Reviews only take a few moments, and they really do mean so much. Thank you again for listening. I'm Shannon Russell, and this is Second Act Success. Have you been wondering if now is the right time to change careers? If you have been asking yourself that question, you are not alone. I created a new 10-question quiz that will give you the clarity you need. Download the quiz at secondactsuccess.co/quiz. You will get results quick. Plus, you'll get action items for you to implement right away. I am also including private podcast links to give you even more information on how you can move forward to pursue your second act career. You can grab it now at secondactsuccess.co/quiz. Good luck.